melancholy and the infinite sadness. So you know I smash pumpkins, it's a regular habit. The whole world's ablaze, growing too big to mask it. My life slipping away, floating too quick to catch it. Why'd you have to leave my side and leave us all behind in a world with nothing left here but to suffer and die? Just look at me, it's been a year since losing you. You lost your life, but still I'm being way too critical of you. The reason why I never fell flat on my face to begin with. I knew deep in my heart you wanted me to begin this for the long haul, so I came quick to my senses. I'm doing this all for you so I can see you again, Chris. And though it pains me every day, I dream about you all the time. Every day is a mountain that I must climb. And though it's sunny in the sky, I'm being soaked by the rain. If there's anything you need, show me a sign. So I'm going about my days, hoping that I don't crack. I'd kill that Monica bitch and Paul Griggs to bring you back, but I can't, so I must carry on humbly and serve my God to make this world a better place for me. And your future nephews and nieces needing help to pick up the pieces. I'm feeling like a T-cell in a host full of diseases, staying away from the drama. I keep a low profile, but haven't come across a single thing to smile about. Trying to blame the whole world, turning the gun on myself. Anything short of a whisper is louder then I can shout, and everything angers me because I'm all cried out. I'm so confused about my feelings, convinced I'm losing the bout. If there was a way to say goodbye, I'd die a happier man. I'm taking this pain away with me to my grave in the end. Time has washed the seasons away like the sea. So many fates and dreams so often become tragedies.